A possible al-Qaeda attack aimed at disrupting elections has caused the U.S. to ramp up security. Officials say a steady stream of credible intelligence indicates al-Qaeda may be mounting attacks when we head to the voting booth in November. Former Enron chief Kenneth Lay has made his way to court today in handcuffs and has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy charges for manipulating Enron's finances. He was also charged with deceiving the public, shareholders, and government regulators. Some nude photos and an investigation of alleged sexual harassment may slow the pursuit of a CHP officer who wants to be the state's chief chippy. Art Acevedo says the $5 million claim is an attempt to keep him out of the commissioner's office. Song Airlines now offering exercise on your next flight. $8 will get you a squeezable ball, elastic band, and guidebook. Nothing here about whether or not your trainer gets a free seat. At 7:35, I'm Jody Adler.